This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, starting to get hot, you know, parts of the country. There's also a lot of rain going on, too. All right, so when I think of heat and I think of rain, I think of hurricane season. And usually, I like to kind of predict which hurricanes are going to be bad ones and which are going to be okay, you know, based on their names. And we do have the hurricane names. I think we have already the hurricane names for the next few years. But we do have the list right now in front of me of the hurricane names for the Atlantic and the Eastern storms for the year 2017. And by some of these names, I'm scared. Based on some of these names, I am freaked out. Now, according to the Old Farmer's Almanac, right, they say that Native Americans call these storms hurricanes after, quote, a great spirit who commanded the east wind. Spanish explorers adopted the word and then began giving hurricanes the names of patron saints on whose feast days the storms occurred. Later, hurricanes were identified by their longitude and their latitude. They said the first person, however, to name a tropical storm after a female was a weatherman in Australia. Hey, really? You're going to name tropical storms after females? Oh, thank you. You know, on behalf of all of us females, right, fighting for women's rights, I guess. By World War II, meteorologists in the U.S. military named storms after their girlfriends and wives. The first storm in the Atlantic Ocean named for a man was named Hurricane Bob. So they say hurricane names are selected by the World Meteorological Organization. Every 6 years, the list of names begin. However, the names of especially destructive hurricanes, they will retire, like Hurricane Andrew and Katrina, etc. Dahlia has been a very, very popular baby name. since 2009, which is very interesting because I started to go on air in 2009. All right, so those of you named Dahlia, I want to apologize wholeheartedly if, you know, you got stuck with a name that kind of signifies you got big breasts and googly eyes and overprocessed blonde hair. I'm nervous about a Hurricane Dahlia, but I do not see Dahlia on this list. My only fear is if there was a Hurricane Dahlia, it would be one hell of a doozy. It would be really erratic scattered, but it would lean towards the right. Okay, so Atlantic tropical storm names, Arlene, Hurricane Arlene. Arlene to me sounds like a great aunt. I'm not worried about that, okay? Hurricane Brett. Brett, again, I'm not that worried about this Hurricane Brett. Brett is kind of like, you know, a younger guy's name, kind of a millennial, all right? And usually the millennials, you know, like, I just don't see. Millennials are pretty cool. They're pretty laid back. They watch Netflix. I don't think Brett's going to be a biggie. Hurricane Cindy. It's interesting, but Cindy, I think of Cindy Brady. Cindy's usually too nice, all right? Hurricane Don. Again, I'm not too worried about Don. It just doesn't sound that scary. Hurricane Emily, again, I'm not really worried. Most Emilys are, you know, kind of benign. Hurricane Franklin, now that concerns me a little bit, okay? Because, you know, somebody who had to go through the name of Franklin. Now, mind you, okay, you know, Franklin, you know, Donald Roosevelt and Benjamin Franklin, it's a powerful name. But if you had the name of Franklin, you know, from the 1970s on, you were made fun of. So Franklin may pack a punch because it just gets that, you know, feeling. Now, this is the one I'm worried about. Hurricane Gert. Yeah, no joke. There's a hurricane named Gert. G-E-R-T. And what's even more frightening is that's a girl's name. Maybe for Gertrude, Gertrulina, I don't know. But I would be very, very worried about Hurricane Gert. There's a Hurricane Harvey. I don't know. That sounds kind of comical to me. You know, this guy, you know, it may, I don't know. I'd watch Harvey. But then get this, Hurricane Irma. That just sounds like a bad one. You know, so again, if you guys, you know, have to decide, well, when do we want to board up our windows? Right, you know, as Harvey is kind of sputtering around, you know, the Atlantic, you know, if they go, you know what, we spot Irma, you know, off of West Africa, you know, coming, trying to make a beeline across the Atlantic towards the Caribbean. I'd be worried about Hurricane Irma. Hurricane Jose, I don't know about that one. Hurricane Jose, I don't know. But usually most Jose's I know, like Hurricane Katia. Katia could be a bad one. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Pretty briefly here, one of our previous listeners had been talking to us about burnout in the last hour, had written about how he's 56, wife's disabled, son basically is at home watching Netflix, you know, hates his job, but his brother takes Zoloft and swears by it. What do I think about Zoloft? And so a lot of men seem to do really, really well with Zoloft. And Zoloft, just to kind of, you know, recap and teach you guys what it is it's in the family of selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. So basically what it is it's kind of in the, quote, antidepressant family, where it inhibits the reuptake of your serotonin, which serotonin helps elevate mood, helps you sleep, helps certain bowel issues, And we're finding that serotonin is a pretty interesting hormone that seems to be involved in a lot of different, body aspects or functions of the body. And I liked using Zoloft with my men who had anxiety. I even used it for some who had abdominal issues, were more prone to heartburn and ulcer. I found that the Zoloft seemed to help with that, maybe because it decreased anxiety. And even lowered blood pressure in one of my patients. So I've been a fan of Zoloft. I don't know if I would take Zoloft to deal with an issue that isn't chemical, though. If you are, let's say, if your concern is you're burned out, and so you want to take Zoloft because you want to deal with the burnout, I would almost rather you deal with the burnout. Because Zoloft is an excellent medication. It works well. But what you're basically telling me is you're going to be on that medication for life now. You can't just take it and then hope that you don't feel burned out, if your situation never changes in a year or two. Now, with quote-unquote antidepressants, and I hate using Zoloft for depression. I usually use it for anxiety, for, mood issues, and for maybe mild depression. Okay, because I don't like to use the SSRIs for, quote, like severe depression, because I am a little bit concerned about the increased risk of suicide. I'd rather use Wellbutrin or some other medication. But and the other thing with, medicines like Zoloft and Lexapro, et cetera, is if, you don't take them regularly or you miss doses, you really get grumpy. And I don't want you running out of your medication and then having such a bad week that something can happen. So I would hesitate, and I would always co-manage with a psychologist or a psychiatrist if you had depression. But then again, one thing that's very interesting to talk about is, are some of you burned out because you're depressed? You're calling it burnout because there's less social stigma, and it's easy to talk about. You're like, yeah, I'm burned out. Are you burned out? Yeah, I'm a burned out. But maybe you actually suffer from depression. And if you suffer from depression, then maybe Zoloft would work for you. The fact that it worked well with your brother, maybe genetically you guys end up, certain medications do well in certain populations. So it's a good sign. One thing, though, that you guys don't realize is some of these medications are sedating and some of them are more pick-me-ups. So a medication like Lexapro kind of calms you down, makes you kind of tired. You sleep better on it. Zoloft seems to be a little bit more energizing. So for some people, they have to take Zoloft in the morning. And they just get a better pick-me-up. They just seem to be more excited and energetic, etc. So it may actually work really well for you. But again, when it comes to depression and burnout, etc., I really, really caution, medicating yourself for it. We talk about how a lot of us don't have money. And, we can't take a vacation. We can't take a trip. Okay? If you're in a job that you dislike, there's not really a lot you could do. A vacation a lot of times won't cut it. You're going to go on a great vacation, then you're going to come back, and you're going to be like, well, I'm still back at the same job. And a lot of you have told me, look, I took a vacation, I took time off, I took 3 days off, just to de-stress. And look, you hate your job, you hate your job. Just like if you hate your marriage, you hate your marriage. Taking a vacation from your wife or taking a vacation from your husband isn't really going to make you like them when you come back. Maybe initially you'll notice you miss them a little bit, which, by the way, from a relationship standpoint, sometimes I think a little separation may be a great way to figure out if separating is the right thing to go or not. You could be really, really grumpy at your husband or wife, but you go away for a few days on a trip. If you notice you miss them, okay, that's a good sign that you two are meant to be together. But if you're like, you want to know what? I didn't want to come home because I didn't want to see her, or I didn't want to come home because I didn't want to see him, then that could mean there's some major issues with that relationship. So sometimes I even recommend to patients, look, if you guys want to try a little trial of separation. Try a weekend separation. One of you, you know, go to a hotel for the weekend. Just try to, you know, do the spa package. Maybe you need to relax. Do a staycation, okay? If you guys don't want to do it together, all right, then fine. Maybe do it separately. See if you guys miss each other. Or take out two separate rooms, okay? By the end of the first night, see if you guys want to go on a date. And sometimes that little bit of separation is just enough to make the relationship work. You know, I worked with my husband in the same office for 16 years. We almost got divorced. I love my husband, but, you know, him having to see me every day, I think drove him crazy. Now, he hardly saw me because I was busy, but I noticed that we fought more when we had to be around each other. Now, I hardly see him. I miss him. I call him on my drive to work, on my drive from work. I miss him a little bit. And, you know, sometimes you need that separation in relationships. I think that's okay. Speaking of relationships, an article has come out saying how many, quote-unquote, sexual partners is too many. And I guess there's a number, according to this latest survey, that is okay. They say talking about sexual history with a new partner can be uncomfortable for a few minutes. By the way, I wouldn't recommend talking about that on a first date, how many people you've slept with. I don't know if that's a good conversation. I would, on a first date, talk about STDs. You know, how many sexually transmitted diseases have you had? And if their answer is none, I would move forward with the date. And many people feel if they do talk about their sexual history, there's a magic number that will be too high. Now a survey has revealed what both men and women think is the ideal number of sexual partners. A study by, quote, IllicitEncounters.com, which is a dating website for married people, found both sexes agreed that 12 was the perfect number of lovers to have had. 12? Gosh, I think I'm working on my third. 12? Lord have mercy. Gosh, I don't think 12 guys on earth would want to sleep with me. How do you guys find 12? Asked why a dozen partners was perfect, both sexes said it showed someone was sexually adventurous, liberal, and quote-unquote transient. I don't know what that means. I mean, like what, you're here one day, gone the next? Meanwhile, somebody who had fewer than 10 partners was too conservative and sexually inexperienced. Yep, that's me. That's me. I was so inexperienced. I still am. I mean, with the exception of missionary, I really don't know what the hell else to do. I'm really scared to death. And you guys are going to have to teach me. If my husband ever dumps me and I got to go back out there, and nobody's going to want to wait till they get married, and they're going to want to have sex on the first or second date, I really don't know what to do. Okay? I mean, are the lights supposed to be on? Okay? I mean, are windows open these days so people can hear? Is Facebook Live supposed to be activated? I mean, I need to know what to do. Okay? I'm looking at a picture right now. And on this picture in this article from Daily Mail, she looks like she's wearing a bra. So she looks like she's wearing clothes. So good, because I personally like to be fully dressed when I have sex. I'm always worried there's going to be a fire. When I was a kid, our house went on fire. We all had to run out of the house. And I didn't have socks and shoes on. I had clothes on, but I didn't have socks and shoes on. And so I always want to be dressed in case there's a fire. So I have socks and shoes on when I go to bed. I have, you know, all my clothes. So, is that okay? Are we allowed to have clothes on this day and age? I don't know. I got to ask millennials because they're the ones having the most sex. Well, no. Actually, seniors are having the most sex. Seniors are like, yeah, a park is fine. Oh, great. A park is fine. That'll work. All right. So anyway, guys, having 12 sexual partners doesn't scare off the person. It would be 27.7 Don't go away.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So in Hawaii, they're having a little bit of a hepatitis scare. They say people who recently ate poke in Hawaii that was prepared with contaminated frozen raw tuna might have been exposed to hepatitis A. They still have time to receive, quote, post-exposure vaccinations for hepatitis A. The frozen ahi cubes were distributed to retailers, restaurants, and caterers by Tropic Fish Hawaii LLC and was sold to the public between April 27th and May 1st on Oahu. They said because it generally takes 2 weeks for those infected to develop symptoms of hepatitis A, vaccination, or immune globulin, can still provide some protection against the disease for those who may have been exposed in the last week. The implicated frozen ahi cubes were from Indonesia. Wholesaler Tropic Fish Hawaii distributed the tuna to several grocery stores and other customers before receiving screening test results for the hepatitis A virus. So they say now anyone who ate pokey, is that, that's what it's called, pokey? Like the okie doke, is that the okie dokie or the hokey pokey? That's right, yeah, the hokey pokey, I did the hokey pokey. Anyone who ate pokey made with the implicated tuna between April 27th and May 1st at any of the following locations should seek medical attention. Now, I have listeners in Hawaii, so listen up. If you're at the Times Supermarket and Shima's locations in, and I apologize about my pronunciation, Aia, Kailua, Kaneohe, Kunia, Lailiha, Mililani, Waipahu, and Waimanalo, and GP1 Food Catering and Crab Shack, Kapoli, and Miley Sunset Bar and Grill at Kapoli. All right, let me see. Now, I thought we had some people who actually were infected, but right now we're only learning that they had tested it. They had tested the tuna. They found positive test results for hepatitis A, so they warned consumers. About 140 out of the 200 cases of the frozen on cubes were recovered before they were sold to distributors. So, now, from what we understand, back in 2016, the FDA warned Tropic Fish Hawaii about food safety violations. So I guess back at July 27, 2016, they cited Tropic Fish for producing ahi tuna, mahi mahi, and skipjack tuna under insanitary conditions, including, I guess, they warned them that they have to have an HACCP plan for its fresh, refrigerated, histamine-forming fish, and the refrigerator has to be kept below 40 degrees. So their warning letter showed that they failed to keep seafood properly refrigerated, failed to properly document employee health conditions that could result in the microbiological contamination of food, food packaging materials, food contact surfaces, inspector's observation of an employee dragging tuna across the floor onto a pallet after management instructed the employee to place the fish onto pallets. Tunas are heavy. I mean, they are big suckers, so maybe he just could have left it. I don't know why it's dragging on the floor. And then improper and inadequate temperature monitoring of seafood. And, I don't eat fish, all right, just because, I mean, if I'm going to eat meat, it might as well moo. I just not a big fish eater. But, one concern that many people do have with fish, and I think they would eat more fish if they could, is because they're concerned that, if you don't cook it properly, there's some major issues. When you hear that, it's not being, processed correctly, if they're not being cleaned correctly, if they're not being stored correctly, that kind of freaks you out. Now, from what we're being told by Hawaiian News Now, pharmacies and clinics around Oahu have a surge of people trying to get the hepatitis A vaccine. I don't believe that they are having shortages yet, but we do not see residents thus far getting sick. Hepatitis A symptoms would look like the following. You'd have a fever, you'd have fatigue, you'd have loss of appetite, you could start to yellow, right? Because hepatitis A infects the liver. So as you start releasing liver enzymes, you start to look jaundiced. So you could have yellow skin. The whites of your eyes could be yellow. Your urine could start turning dark brown. You could have diarrhea, abdominal discomfort. And of all the hepatitises, hepatitis A is the least likely to cause liver cancer. I don't think there's been cases of hepatitis A causing liver cancer like hepatitis B and hepatitis C could. And hepatitis B and C are could be sexually transmitted or transmitted through IV drug use. Hepatitis A is usually transmitted through food contamination and poor food preparation. Hepatitis A, we vaccinate for now. We've been vaccinating kids the last 20-some years for hepatitis A. But you and I weren't vaccinated against hepatitis A unless we were healthcare workers or we on our own got vaccinated. Now, just because hepatitis A does not cause severest long-term sequelae like liver cirrhosis, liver disease, liver cancer like B and C, hepatitis A could still cause such an acute infection that it could kill. But luckily, most hepatitis A's are self-limiting. Now, there was an outbreak of hepatitis A last year, which sickened about hundreds of people. More than 75 had to be hospitalized for treatment. One woman who ate tainted scallops died of liver failure. So, you know, you got to cook the fish. I mean, I try to tell my family, eat more fish. They don't want to. But it's got to be fish that you cook on your own. Careful with some of the sushi stuff, you know, because, you know, sushi's raw fish. But you never know. But then again, meat, beef could be contaminated too. Chicken could be contaminated. That's why we don't really eat out that much. You're supposed to really cook food in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a video that's gone viral of a newborn holding his mommy's IUD. Now, an IUD is an intrauterine device for birth control. And I guess an Alabama mom who already had two children, her name is Lucy Hellinan, and a partner, decided to prevent further pregnancies by having an IUD inserted. I have an IUD. You know, every time there's an issue with my radio broadcast, and you're like, you know what, that sounded fuzzy, or the broadcast isn't coming out clear, it's because of my IUD, right? Somehow interrupting the waves. But anyway, Lucy had one inserted, but she found out in December that she was pregnant and gave birth to her son Dexter last Thursday. Apparently, when he came out, he was holding and clutching the IUD that was in there. It's kind of rare for a woman who's had an intrauterine device like a Mirena that kind of secretes off of progesterone locally. It's very rare for somebody to get pregnant. But again, if the pregnancy implant, if the pregnancy occurs in the fallopian tube, it lands, and it lands in an area of the uterus that doesn't seem to be really affected or even care that an IUD is there. You know, a baby, you know, you can still get pregnant with an IUD. Usually what we do is we remove the IUD immediately. Many times the pregnancy won't make it. So this is amazing that the pregnancy did. Miss Hellion told Metro that she had her third IUD inserted in August. You could get them every 5 years. And found out in December she was 18 weeks along in a pregnancy. And some people are like, gosh, how could you go that long without knowing? When you have an IUD, sometimes your periods just stop. You just don't get periods. Really nice. So nice. Sometimes they're more crampy. Sometimes they're more heavy. So the doctor couldn't find the IUD. You know, when you're 18 weeks along, sometimes, you know, if the OBs can't find it, you know, they're like, well, maybe what happened is the IUD fell out. Usually there's a string attached. So we look. If we see the string, we could grab the string and pull out the IUD. It's very easy because the T-shaped part will kind of, with coil, snap up. So it comes out easily. He couldn't find it. So the IUD must have traveled up and been hiding up in her uterus. So there's the baby holding onto it like a lollipop. Huh. It's usually 99% effective. This was some weird, you know, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Talk about weird. Too many people still ignore heart attack risks. It's like they couldn't give a heart doot. I mean, we're talking about smoking, obesity, physical inactivity. And some people are like, you know what? I just don't care about the heart attack. They say among those at greatest risk, meaning they have five or more risk factors, about one in five did not feel they needed to make any changes. Probably because We sit here and tell everybody how screwed they are. They're like, well, if I'm screwed, why am I going to quit smoking and go through all that work? Researchers can't exactly say why this disconnect exists. I just told you why. They say our study suggests that the link between risk perceptions and behaviors is complex. So Dr. Daniel F. Daniel Ramirez, the study's lead author, he is a research fellow at the University of Ottawa Heart Institute in Ontario, Canada. But Ramirez and his co-authors don't think indifference is simply due to a lack of education or appreciation of health consequences. They say effectively convincing people to adopt and sustain healthy lifestyle changes requires a better understanding of what makes them tick. Among people in the study who received a need to improve their physical health, more than half cited barriers to change. Self-discipline, work schedule, family responsibilities. Cardiologist Dr. Vincent Bufalino, who's a spokesman for the American Heart Association, said conversations about reducing risk factors occur in examining rooms across America every day. Some folks are totally motivated. They watch their diet. Maybe they're on an exercise program. Maybe they watch their blood pressure and sugar. And honestly, those that do that, they do better. You know, that are really diligent with their calories and they're diligent with their sugars and diligent with their blood pressure and their pulses and their resting pulse and their maximum pulse. I think that's important. You know, he said, the challenging is trying to change your behavior. Putting a stent in someone is the easiest thing. Now we've got to change the way you've been living the last 25 or 35 years, and it's difficult. So basically, in this study, they looked at 45,000 adults participating in the 2011 to 2012 Canadian Community Health Survey. And the survey gathered data on 8, quote, modifiable risk factors for heart attacks: smoking, high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, stress, excess alcohol consumption, lack of physical activity, and poor diet. Among with high cholesterol, which was not part of the study, these factors account for 90% of heart attack risk. I talked to you guys about risk factors. If you're a male over 40, although now they're changing it to 45, a female over 50, change it to 55 now, you know, because we're getting older. You smoke, you have diabetes, you have high blood pressure, you have had a heart attack, there's a family history of heart attack, you're inactive, you're obese. We even have been talking about short stature. Had preeclampsia when you were pregnant. So there's some risk factors you have control over, some you don't. You know, you really can't control preeclampsia. You can't control who your parents are. You can't control your age. But you sure as hell can control smoking. And giving up smoking is one of the best things you could do to protect your heart attack risk. One of the best things you could do. So they think maybe what it is, it could be maybe a lack of education. Maybe it's, you know, this is what I think it is. I think people know the stuff is bad. What it is, and we don't talk about it this way, is, you know, we know that soda pops are not good for you. We know that candy bars aren't good for you. But when we're younger, we have a candy bar. We have a soda pop, and nothing happens. For the most part, we're good. Our weight is good. We're still skinny. So we're like, all right, looks like, you know, it only hurts fat people and it doesn't hurt us. So now you're 25 and you're like, oh, you know what? I'm getting a little bit of a bulge. Maybe I got to exercise a little bit more. Maybe I got to watch your calories a little bit more. But for the most part, I'm still skinny. I'm still doing good. Okay, then you're 30. Maybe you have a kid. Now, maybe you're the dad, you're the mom. And you go, you want to know what? I'm starting to notice a little bit of change. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're like, whoa, 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 what's this? Wait a second, I never had a problem before. Well, you didn't have a problem when you were a teenager, when you were in your 20s. That's when your metabolism is crazy good. All of a sudden, you're in your 30s, you're in your 40s, and you're like, whoa, 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 what the hell is this? That's what happened to me. So you're like, now you're trying to change it. And once you get obese, it's harder to change. You got this extra fat. Now, you know, you're getting fat in places that you never even thought you could put fat. And you're like, well, okay, well, now I got to lose it. So you step up the exercise. You do everything you did in your 20s. It's not working anymore. So then you go harder. That doesn't seem to work. Okay? So you give up. Well, that's because you've been only doing it for 2 hours. Okay? You step up your workout. You really cut back on your diet. You'll see results. You may not see results for months. But you'll see results, and you're like, but that doesn't make sense, because in my 20s, I would lose weight by Saturday night. Then I could fit into my outfit, I could look good. So anytime I want to diet, I just have to start Wednesday or Thursday the week before. No, 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 no. It doesn't work that way anymore. If I want to lose weight by the summer, I need to start exercising the Halloween before. Right? And that just doesn't really jive with the human psyche. Okay? You know, people want to see, you know, gain in equals gain out. Or, you know, what they put in equals what they get out. So you start to, go to the gym for an hour and a half a day. You really start to bust a move. You start to hurt your knee. You know, your hips go out of alignment. You start to kind of hurt a little bit more. Even though maybe overall you'll feel better long term. But you start to overdo it exercising. You really cut back and you eat celery for lunch, etc. And you're like, okay, wait a second here. I should be seeing more. And you're like, you want to know what? I'll just figure it out another way. And then you don't go back to it. Same thing with smoking. You know, if you have a stressful job, when is a good time to quit smoking? You know, I have that issue with dieting. I'm like, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to eat celery for breakfast. But I can't because I got to go on air. And I know how I am if I don't get carbs. Notice how much happier I was after I had my cupcake? You're like, oh, thank God she had that cupcake. Because on the days I'm dieting, I'm like, all right, we're going through the news. You know, and I'm grumpier. I got to perform. I can't be doing it as a vegan. It just won't work for me. Now, maybe if I take a vacation, I could get away with it. Okay? But you know, on vacation, you know, if you guys get to go on vacation, you know, you usually like to, you know, enjoy yourself. You want to have a cocktail. Yeah, you want to try to have a piece of cake. You're in a foreign place. I was in Philadelphia. Hell yeah, I'm going to have a cheesesteak. Hell yeah. But I wouldn't eat that stuff normally. So, you got to find a time to quit smoking. Now, what I would suggest is if you do have the type of job where you're worried that your boss, okay, may not like your productivity, sit down and talk to the boss, okay, because your life comes first, your health comes first. Say, look, okay, I do not want my productivity to change, but I want to let you know I'm going to be trying to quit smoking. And I want you honest with me. If it looks like I'm doing, you know, not as good a job or I don't see myself, all right, I want you to let me know. Because, you know, to me, you know, I want to put health first, but I do not want to lose my job just because I'm trying to, you know, fix my health. But I'm trying to find the best time. Or talk to your boss and say, look, you know, I made a goal that this year I'm going to quit smoking. When do you foresee, you know, during this next fiscal quarter or fiscal year, when do you think would be the best time for me to do that? Because I guess I'm being told I'm going to be grumpy. I'm going to be tired. You know, I'm not going to be myself. And, you know, I don't want to let this company down. But for long term, you know, I want to be with you guys for 40, 50 years, which means I got to get off smoking. So, we're going to have a rough, you know, tax season. But in the summer, when it lightens up, maybe that's a good time. And I think your boss is going to like the fact that you talk to him about it. Hey, you're not going to get fired because you tried to quit smoking. And if they go, look, I can't answer that. What the hell are you doing coming to me? Well, you know what you're going to be up against. Okay? But at least you let them know that that's what you're going to be doing. Okay? You know? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.